We hope that the few hours, the several days we will spend together will be a highlight for you spiritually this year. And that through the words that you hear spoken here and the fellowship you exchange, you understand better your responsibilities and your privileges of service and sacrifice, and that because of this, you fulfill your vows of consecration more effectively. That's the hope of the Portland class. And so our first work back in August was to pick speakers for you. And we did the very best job we could. We picked speakers that we thought were good teachers, that you'd find interesting, profitable, that would stimulate you. We went to great ends to provide this menu for you. We went all the way to England this year. Brought over a speaker we've enjoyed many times, and that's Brother Donald Holliday. And so on it went. And then as the time came closer for our convention, we were just so excited to receive your reservations. And as they trickled in, we said, oh, great! So-and-so is coming. And on it went. And even this afternoon, Fred, you didn't tell us you were coming. But we're glad. You know, Dawn said, no, Fred will be here. I said, no, Fred hasn't written in. She said, Fred will be here. So we're glad you came too. One of the things that we discovered a few years back was that as the convention progressed, the fellowship got better. And you know, that's kind of the second priority of our gathering. We come here first for the spiritual instruction, guidance, insight. But then right next to that, we're here for the Christian fellowship, because we want to draw closer to each other in those bonds of Christian love. So we noticed that the fellowship would peak Sunday afternoon about 3 o'clock, and all the greetings were exchanged, and the names were kind of familiar, and we were on a real high. Now it's time to go home. So we started something called the Welcome Service. And the objective of the service is to try to reach the usual Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, fellowship peak, Friday night. So, simply stated, the objective of the next few minutes is to break down some of those barriers that might be there to fellowship. So we want to talk just briefly, especially with our five brethren from overseas, just chat with them for a moment and encourage you then during the next couple days to individually get to them and speak to them. Then we want to talk to the 12 or 14 or so other ones who are here for the first time. Now don't get nervous. You're amongst friends and it's all family. We have Brother and Sister Mokevich here from France. We have Brother and Sister Holliday from England. And a real special treat that we didn't know until too long ago is that Sister Elizabeth Precup is here from Romania. So those are some fellowship opportunities you don't want to miss. Where is Elizabeth? Okay, good. So, I'm going to get the microphone and we'll begin. Sister Elizabeth, I think that you came the first, and there's an old saying, ladies first. So would you stand and let me see, what shall I ask you first? How did it happen that you're even here?
How did it happen that I'm here? Well, you invited me.
Excellent start. How long have you been in the States?
I've been for a month, and I'll be for other 2 months.
Another 2 months. Tell us all the places approximately that you expect to visit the friends.
Oh, I'm expecting to visit. I have not such a good memory of all your places. I'll tell you only the next three steps, maybe. Fresno, Los Angeles, and two. It's enough. However, I cannot make one step at a time.
All right, that's good. That's a good principle, one step at a time. So we had the privilege, many of us had the privilege of meeting Sister Elizabeth at the International Convention last year, and there were a few from Romania there. And tell us a little bit about the Bible students with whom you meet in Romania. What city, perhaps how many?
I live in Cluj, Napoca, a town, about 1.5 million inhabitants. My class is about 100, more than 100 brethren.
So by our standards, that's a large class. We don't have too many classes in the United States that there are 100.
Yes, by our standards also it's a large class.
Are there other classes equally as large?
Yes, there is one of more than 100 in a village.
And how many brethren might you guess, or how many different classes are there scattered through Romania?
There are many, many classes, between 10 to 50, 60 brethren.
In each of those classes. How has the situation changed since the very dramatic change of the government in Romania? How has it changed for the Bible students?
We have freedom now to witness, to meet together, to praise the Lord loudly.
And how are you doing as far as the materials for studying, the books and things like that?
For the time being, we have first volume, sufficient number, amount of books, also hymn books, but that's also now.
Bible?
Yes, Bible also, yes, Bible.
Where did you learn such perfect English?
At home. As you can see, it's not perfect if I learned it at home.
Homemade? Most of our homemade things are the best. I think your English is excellent.
I didn't anticipate your smartness.
The
Yes.
I'm about to hand the microphone over to her, so I think that you must be impressed by Sister Elizabeth's ability in English, and if there was any concern regarding your fellowshipping with her, there should be none. It's obvious that you can all come up to her and converse and talk. Sister Elizabeth, one last thing. Do you have any thought about perhaps what the Americans could do for the Romanians, or at any extent what the Romanian brethren could use the most at this time?
The American brethren can do a lot. Yes. First of all, it is very encouraging to know that they love us. And afterwards, they are happy to help us, even materially, with the volumes, with the printing of the volumes.
Thank you. I hope that each one of you takes just a minute, at least, during the convention, expresses your love for Sister Elizabeth, for our brethren overseas, send some greetings back, and come up with some questions, better questions than I have, to ask her and get to know her. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
I thank you for your politeness.
Brother, your face looks familiar.
Holy Father, it's familiar.
Where did I see you before?
Depuis déjà quelques années, nous connaissons beaucoup de frères venant d'Amérique dans notre réunion et dans notre maison.
For the past few years, we have known a lot of American brethren, both in our class and at our house. Did you travel by yourself?
Je suis venu avec mon épouse.
I have come with my wife. Pronounce for me your name, please.
Romain Mlotsevich.
And sister, please.
Vladislava Mlotsevich.
Now, they have been studying English. Sister, give me an example of your really good English. I heard some good English from you. Give me a greeting in English.
Good morning, brother.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you, too. Brother Roman, there is a connection now between France and Romania. Would you explain that connection?
Oui, nous sommes allés déjà deux fois avec mon épouse.
We have already gone twice with my wife.
Une fois au mois de novembre en 90.
Once in the month of November. This is to Romania from France.
Et une fois au mois de mai.
And one time in the month of A.
Notre mission était une aide humanitaire.
Our mission was to aid them humanitarianly.
Mais en même temps, nous avions donc cette communion fraternelle.
And at the same time, we wanted to increase the brotherly communication.
Ça nous a beaucoup surpris.
And we had many surprises.
Et je peux vous dire qu'on est bien accueillis.
I would like to say we had good. Good welcome.
Maintenant, notre voyage en Amérique.
Now our voyage in America.
Il y a quelques années que je désirais venir en Amérique.
We have desired for several years to come to America.
Je voulais apprendre la langue d'abord.
He wanted to learn the language first, though.
Mais j'ai compris qu'il m'aurait fallu au moins 10 ans.
But he thinks it would take 10 years to do that.
Alors, dans 10 ans, je ne sais pas si j'aurais pu venir, et nous nous sommes décidés cette année.
He's going too fast for me. Wait a minute. But he wasn't sure he could, what, he would still be alive in 10 years, so he decided he'd better come right away.
Et nous sommes très heureux de nous trouver ici. On se sent en famille.
We are very happy to have found here a family.
Alors, non seulement on peut parler un petit peu anglais,
we can speak just a little bit of English,
mais on a trouvé beaucoup de frères et sœurs qui nous parlent soit en polonais, soit même en français. Alors, nous ne sommes pas dépaysés.
But we have found many brethren who can speak Polish and some who can speak French, and so it's making it profitable. Thank you very much. So, now if you don't know Polish or French, at least say good morning. Any time of day. And what I'd like to, how many here speak Polish? Raise your hands, please. So, you grab any one of those persons and then have a conversation with Brother Młodkiewicz or Sister Władysław. And we have some expert Polish translators here. Renata's here, Dariusz is here, and they're staying with Sister Maggie Zach. Now, how many here speak some French? Okay, so there's a handful there that you can also get to help with the translation. An interesting technique might be to get Sister Elizabeth from Romania. Speak to her in English. She'll translate into French for Brother and Sister Młodkiewicz. Now, Sister Edna said that she didn't particularly want to talk today, but that she wanted to sing a song. We had her sing a little song last night at the retirement center, and she said she enjoyed it so much that she wanted to do it again.
Hand up.
Excuse me, sister? She said, I was a bod lod. Bad lad. Bad kid or something like that. Brother Holliday said something to me to ask you about your grandmother. Did I get that correct, Brother Donald? And great-grandmother. And we are very interested in your true background and your family. So I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll ask Brother Donald some questions about the brethren in England.
Well, I understand that my great-grandmother came over to this country with her family and joined the Mennonite movement. But that is all I know about it. They got disappointed because the Lord didn't return how they expected, they then went back to England again. And then my grandmother and the grandfather came into the truth after hearing Pastor Russell. And my parents, of course, came into the truth. So.
In England?
In England, yes, in England. But they remained in the Jehovah's Witnesses until 1948. Now, some brethren, if they're brought up in the truth, they don't have this wonderful experience of coming into the truth. So I feel as if I've had both experiences by coming back into the truth, because that wonderful experience of coming amongst the brethren, seeing the divine plan, the chart up there, instead of a chart of how many books per person you sold, you know, the pressure you get from it. And that was a wonderful experience for me.
That's a very interesting story. I appreciate that. Brother Donald, what about your family?
Well, the reason I suppose that my grandmother came into the truth was that she entertained an angel unawares. There was a lady who was left behind from a train up in the north of England when the train moved off without her. and her husband and all her belongings were in the train. And I've been to this place, Penwick, in England. It's quite a walk that woman walked. She didn't know what to do. Her husband couldn't do anything about it. And she walked up this hill, past one house after another, and then she turned a bend at the top by the cemetery. It eventually turned into a house, and it was my grandmother's, and explained her plight. She hadn't got a penny on her. And my grandmother said, "Come in," and she made her welcome till the next day when there was another train. And that was how she came into the truth, because that was an angel, and she gave my grandmother the truth. So that's how my family came into the truth, by entertaining angels unaware. And the generations then flowed. I'm the third generation, therefore, in the truth, as many of us are, of course.
Was your grandmother's name Holiday also?
Yes.
We had the great pleasure of meeting your mother a number of years ago at the Port Rush Convention, and she told us about her little boy, Donald. Now, you've been to the States before, so this is, how many trips?
I think this is our fifth time, much to my amazement. And you know, five stands for grace in the Bible, and I think every one of those was an exhibition of grace.
Now, some of the friends here might need translation help in speaking with you. How are you doing with the way we have so brutalized your language?
We manage very well. I understand about 9 out of every 10 words you say, Tim. You can always get Margaret to help. You know.
I thought that would be a very good suggestion. Tell us a little bit, give us an overview of the brethren in England, the present truths and et cetera.
Yes. West Wickham Class that we come from is in the south of England, about 12, 15 miles south of London. And we have a class of about a dozen. We enjoy still present truth, harvest truth. The largest class in the country that used to be was Aldersbrook, Ilford, and Brother and Sister Terry and Connie Nadell, many would know from that class. They now constitute half of the class that remains, because that Aldersbrook class now is composed of just 4 members. And that is how things have changed and dwindled over these past few years. The rest of the country, the brethren are fairly scattered. Brother and Sister Binns, Fred and Ivy Binns, are about 70 or 80 miles from us. Another hour's journey from them to Marion Robinson and a couple more sisters there. And so they're fairly scattered about. Nevertheless, we do make contact with each other as often as we can. My own ecclesia, we have 4 studies each week. Then we have regular monthly fellowship with these other friends, the other side, Marion Robinson, the Binns, and others. We make use of every bank holiday to have a full day fellowship together again with a larger group. And we have a week's fellowship down in the south of England, which unfortunately has very limited accommodation. And so we have a family there of about 15 to 20 at the most, of present truth and very enjoyable fellowship. And that includes the Binns and Marion again. The total number of brethren who would enjoy the same truths that most of us would enjoy here in England would be something like 35, 40, if you count the odd ones here and there. Some of the friends who've been to England may know of Ellis and Ethel Thurman, for example, right up in Dewsbury. Well, they're quite a distance from us, but we try to make contact whenever we can. Then, in addition, there are about 60 of the lay fellowship in England, and there's a larger group of other Bible students who no longer hold on to the present truth.
Quite a change from, say, the days of Brother Russell and the London Tabernacle.
It certainly is, yes. We have to ask Brother Mark Albert Hudson, the editor of the Bible Study Monthly, to reminisce about those days. I think some of you have had his book, 100 Years of Bible Students Movement. Edna, too, could have told you that Brother and Sister McCloy, her grandparents, they had the joy of Brother Russell staying with them when he came to Liverpool, where they lived. And her mother would give us wonderful reminiscences of the time when Brother Russell was in the house, and the wonderful spirit, the kind of charisma. There was a holy atmosphere about the house when Brother Russell was there. And she gives some wonderful little reminders of those days when once she was mistaken for one of Brother Russell's daughters, because they were walking along together, the three girls, and she was so proud of that.
We were always struck when we were in England, as the numbers were diminishing, that's what would someday happen in the United States, that as the time goes on, our numbers will go through the same steps that the brethren in England already have. Thank you very much for coming.
Can I just say that when the circle gets smaller, the brethren get closer, and that's important.
Thank you, and we enjoyed so much your service Wednesday night, and we're looking forward to your service here. So that's our five brethren from overseas. Please make a special effort to greet them and have some conversation with them. Now, I'd like to briefly, as time permits, talk with some of the first-timers, introduce you at least. I see a first-timer right here. What is your name, brother?
Mark Nemec.
And how did you hear about this convention here in Portland?
For years.
How'd that happen?
A few relatives.
So tell us briefly what your family background is and your own personal life as far as the truth.
Well, my parents are in the truth as well as really on both sides of the family. And so it's really when I come to conventions, it's sort of a family reunion in more ways than one. And, ever since I was 3 months old, I've been coming to conventions. And it's just wonderful to see all the brothers. Last year at General Convention.
It's good to have you here, Mark. And we hope that this is not... We hope this is the start of a string. Okay? We have brethren here who come all the time. You know, we've got the first-timers. We've got the ones maybe come every couple of years. How many basically come to this convention all the time? See, that's the kind of tradition we want to see you start. Now, we've got... I want to talk to this lady here first. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Sister Hazel Stratt. I'm from Union Lake, Michigan.
Stand, Sister Hazel, and get everybody a good look at you so they can come and fellowship. It seems to me that you and I go back a fair number of years. Is that right?
1962. My mother and I were consecrated in Bloomington.
Okay. So we have seen you from those days. Sister Hazel lives in the Detroit area. And who have you brought with you?
My dear husband and my dear daughter and son-in-law, Richard and Carol Kennett and Joe Stratton.
Okay, so I don't want to embarrass you, but Richard and Carol, stand up. Joseph, please. Richard, you did a little project over the last couple weeks, and you talked to a man today. You helped some brethren in Portland. Tell us what you were working on.
Well, it was my privilege that my son and I were in the security alarm business, and when we were in Orlando in the spring, Brother Carl Hagenstedt came to me and asked my advice on some security matters at the retirement center and wanted some advice or some information. And because of the mileage between Portland and Detroit area, I had the privilege of finding someone in this vicinity to come and look at the center and do an appraisal and just generally be my eyes and my hands. And then I met the gentleman this morning to kind of get a feel of him as a person. And I had a very warm feeling for him. I think he's an honest person, and I believe he will do the job that he says he'll do, and I think we'll be very happy with his work.
We appreciate your help, Richard, and the friends at the retirement center will sleep a little better because of Richard's help. Sister Carol, tell us a little bit about your class and some of your studies.
Well, right now we are meeting with Brother Charles Thornton and Sister Barbara Thornton in our home. We had attended for several years the Detroit Metro class, and a year ago my son was killed in an automobile accident, and we had the brethren come to our home. And but we have, since last year of September, we have been traveling around to a lot of conventions, being very blessed by our Heavenly Father. He has given us so much comfort and peace and strength. And we have met beautiful brethren that have been telling us how much they've been praying for us. And we have felt all of those prayers. And we have much to be thankful for. So we feel very, very blessed and very thankful to be here with all of you. And
thank you so much for coming, and we wish you the Lord's blessing through all your experiences. And Brother Joseph, is this your first trip out west?
Yes, it is. This is my first trip out west. And I've just started to go to these conventions. My wife's been in them for about 62. And so after my grandson died, I started going to these conventions. And I see now what I missed not going before. She kept asking me to go, and I said, well, I go, but I'm always too busy. But I finally decided that I'd go, and the more I go, the better I like it. And of course, I know a lot of the brethren. We've had a lot of them at our home, and I enjoy the brethren. But I've never laid down studying like my wife. But I know a lot about it through her.
Well, it's a pleasure to have all four of you here. And we look forward to getting to know you a little better. Sister Helen, you've been to Portland before, but I think, have you been to our convention?
No, I haven't, not to a convention.
Give us a little history of your family in the truth.
Well, my grandparents on my father's side came into the truth, and Brother Russell will say, I don't know just when, probably around 1910, 1911.
What was their name?
Anderson. I don't know his first name. My grandfather's name was John. I don't know my grandmother's first name. And then my dad got the truth to them, came in the truth about 1912, and brought my mother into it when they were married in 1913.
And where did the family live?
They lived in Providence, Rhode Island.
Anybody here that goes back in that geography that you remember from the old days?
You mean here at this convention? I don't think so. But I've forgotten.
Sister Mallie's waving her hand.
Oh, well, yeah, back in my own experience, I came from the New York area in the Brooklyn class at that time, and knew Mary and her sister Josephine and all the brethren up there in the New England area.
Was Art Abramson back there in those days?
No.
In Brooklyn?
No. That was before my time. I'm not that old.
No, it's that Art looks so young. It has nothing to do with it. Okay. See, we don't do this enough to get good at it. Well, we're happy to have you here again. And the other half of the family was, of course, her husband, Brother Stanley, yes. But, okay, now, Marjorie, this is your first Portland convention. Tell us where you're from and where you're headed after the convention and who you're taking with you. First, tell us where you're from and a little bit about the class there.
I'm going to tell you first year Bob Rod. I didn't want to do this. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I came here to visit my sister, Dorothy Dolan, which probably most of you know. And I've been here a month, and I've enjoyed it very much. And this is my first Portland convention, and I love it. I'm having a good time.
We hope you come back and bring Dorothy with you. You know, some friends are just labeled that they're someone else's sister, or they're so-and-so's daughter, or so-and-so's mother. You know, you can't get away from that. Erwin, you don't get down here too often, do you?
In times past, of course, I've been here at your convention perhaps 4 or 5 times. But there has been a period for the last 4 or 5 years I'm unable to because of my work schedule and the fact that I wasn't on vacation when I requested at all times. But in another 10 months, I hope to retire and I really expect to retire. And from then on, I hope to be here every year, the Lord willing.
That's very good news, and we missed you when you weren't here. So from Alaska, Brother Erwin. I see some young sisters here that I think are first-timers. Sister, would you stand up, please? Your name looks familiar. Is this your first Portland convention?
Yes, it's my first Portland convention with my husband.
With her first husband, also. And we hope it's the first and last.
Of course.
So now, where are you living now?
In Chicago, where I have been living for the past 3 years.
And how did you happen to meet your first husband?
I met him, what was it, 3 years ago at a Jackson convention, and we corresponded a little bit by letter. And then he eventually moved to Chicago, and that's how we came to know one another.
That's a good way to do it. Meet at a convention, and then it goes from there. How come you didn't tell us about this correspondence?
It's a secret.
There were probably so many.
No, I'm sure you were. No, I think I'm going to just keep moving right along. Margaret, it's very nice to have you and Darius here, and we wish you the Lord's blessing.
Well, thank you very much.
Darius, you almost made it last year.
Almost.
somehow the flight didn't work out, but we're real happy to have you here. And how are your parents doing? A couple years back, they were at our convention.
Yes, they sent you special love. I called them yesterday night, and they told me, of course, about the convention. Even when I was in Poland, I heard about mini talks and your convention, and they sent special love to you all here.
Well, we think of them so often. And how is Anya?
She's doing pretty well.
Okay, good. Any chance of a visit by the family?
Maybe, but not this year, so.
Okay, well, you give them our special greetings. And the Lord bless you, too. Sister Sally, tell us where you're from and a little bit about yourself. Stand up for us.
I'm from Chicago.
Tell us your whole name.
Sally Hildenberg. I came into the truth about 8 years ago from Sister Barb and Brother Art Jesuit.
How did that happen a little bit?
I was in track and cross country with Val. That's now Val Week.
Their daughter?
Their daughter. Right.
And you got into conversations with Brother Art and...
Yeah, they're my neighbor also, Jackson, yeah. And they send their special love.
So your parents are not in the truth?
My mom is in the truth, and she's also consecrated.
Okay, good. And what do you do for a living?
I work at a clinic. I'm a medical assistant.
Good. Nice to have you out here. How long will you be staying?
I'll be here till Tuesday.
Good. Thanks for coming. And we hope you get back often. You too. Now, I see a burst of sunshine back here. Should I go around? Thank you. don't worry back here. We don't have much time, so... Let's talk to the Yike family first. How many Yikes are there today? I mean, here.
If you count everyone, let's see, there's 11 of us.
Wow. So are you all related here?
Well, I think...
How are you related?
Well, okay. Sister Helen Yike, who spoke a few minutes ago, is my mother. And Sister Janice Kensley is my sister in the flesh and in the Lord. And Brother Ernie Kensley is her husband, my brother-in-law. And this is my wife, Debbie. And we each have three children that are, I think, hopefully they're in Sunday school right now.
Come over here.
They've been released, and they're now sitting there under surveillance, it looks like.
Yeah, there's four of our six children. Two of them are ours, the big redhead and the girl. The two redheads are ours, and the two brown heads are theirs. And we're very happy to be here.
Isn't there some family tree of the Yikes that has roots in Oregon?
Yes, my father was born in Oregon near Roseburg, which is in the south part of the state. His parents, neither one of them were from Oregon. They were from the Midwest, I think, originally. But then when they were married, not too many years after they were married, my grandfather decided he wanted to move to Oregon to make his fortune, I guess. They farmed, I think, I'm going by recollection here. And after a few years of getting flooded out, they moved to Florida.
I don't know how that happened.
Then they lived in Florida ever since, and that's where the rest of us came along.
Well, we are very glad to have this entire contingent related in the truth and naturally. And let's talk to these two. Brother Ernie, tell us a little bit about your trip. Where have you been and where are you headed?
Well, it's a great privilege the Lord has given us this year to be gone. The whole family's gone 6 weeks except for me. I'm going 5 weeks. We left a week ago. We've been through some of the Lord's beauties. He's bestowed an area called Yellowstone. From this convention, we go up to see the brother in Seattle. We'll go up, almost touch Alaska, go to the Vernon Convention, come back to the Canadian Rockies, and head back for the General Convention. So it's a trip of seeing a lot of the beauty of this land that I think that reflects really the glory and the majesty of our Heavenly Father, and of course the opportunity of attending several spiritual mountaintop experiences. This convention, Vernon, and the General Convention, of course, all of the fellowship along the way.
Wonderful. We're glad to have you. Sister Janice, give us a little report of the friends in Orlando.
Well, they're all doing fine, and they all sent their love here, especially to this convention, and we're very happy to be here for our first time. And we've been planning this for over 2 years.
Well, let's see, there's a number of the brethren who have been to our convention from Orlando. Jimmy Dean, of course, and Amy Lloyd. How is Sister Amy doing?
She's doing fine. Her hip is pretty well recovered, and she's getting back out to the meetings now regularly, and she's done wonderful.
She's been to a great number of our conventions, so please give her our special greetings. Thank you for coming. Okay, how am I doing on first-timers? John, you've been here before, but just briefly, come say hello to the friends. Give us your name and just tell us a little bit about your family and how long you've been in the truth, how long you've been consecrated.
Well, my parents have been in the truth for many years. They're both gone now, but my dad came in the truth in 1918 and my mom in 1928. I made my consecration this year in January at the Phoenix Convention. Yeah, my name is John Halden Wong. I also have a sister who's in the truth, who's in Phoenix, Arizona. Her name is Esther Yanella.
It's nice to have you here. John and I grew up together in the New York class, so it's nice to have him out in Oregon. I need volunteers for the other first-timers. Jonathan?
First time?
First time. At our convention?
Yep, that's right.
And you're from where?
Sacramento.
And what tell us about the class?
Well, we have a good class. There's about 30 members that attend regularly. We have good fellowship, good studies. Continually thankful for the Heavenly Father and all that He provides for us and the blessings He gives us.
Who are your elders in Sacramento?
Al Langford and myself.
Okay, good. And we miss your wife.
We did. I miss her greatly. My kids are here and they're keeping me busy. She'll hear from me when I get home. She's currently in West Virginia. She had to go back there on business. She is the general manager for the Sacramento Synchronized Swim Team, and three of her girls qualified for national meet, which we didn't expect, so she had to go back there and chaperone and be part of that event. But she did send her love, and we've been talking about coming to Portland now for about 5 years, and have been telling Brother that we were going to be coming up here, and when she heard that she couldn't come, I just decided I would go ahead and keep the commitment and come up here and have the fellowship and meet with the brethren in this area.
I'm very glad that you did that. You brought your three girls, is it?
Three
girls. And give our greetings to your parents. We're sorry that they had to cancel out. So, any more first-timers here? Oh, we've got this Yike Kinsley crew here. They're all first-timers. Don't be afraid to talk to them. Don't let them scare you just because they're bigger than you are. They're all tall these days. Dominic's been here before. This is a brother who has that problem of being known as Brother Bruce's brother-in-law, or son-in-law, or otherwise known as Ginger Bruce's husband. It's nice to have you here.
Michael Bruce, nice to meet you.
Jones. The Joneses have been to Portland, but Arlene, have you been to our convention?
No.
Tell us where you're from and a little bit about the class. Like, where do you meet and would you stand for us? Sister Arlene Jones from
Richmond, Virginia. And we have a small class of about 12. We meet in homes, mostly Sister Kathleen Warren. So I know a lot of people know her name. And I know most of you have probably seen Charles Pascal at different conventions around the country. He is in our class. And it's just a small little group.
And you have a convention each year?
Yes, that we have a convention. We have had one for the last 11 years, and it's in Richmond. And one thing that will be different about the convention this year, I mentioned to Brother Earl, Francis Earl, that we were all getting older, and if the time ever came, would they be willing to help us from the Washington class? So he took my suggestion back. And the next thing we knew, we were all meeting together, and we were planning the convention for this year together. And I said, well, what made you decide to do that? And he said, you all look so tired. So we're going to have help this time, and we're looking forward to it very much.
Very nice to have you here. You have a very nice convention. Mm-hmm. So is there any other first-timers that we've missed or someone who just wants to say something in the microphone? Well, we're certainly glad that you are all here. Let me go through some quick announcements. Remind you that there are toilets in the back of this floor. There are also restrooms upstairs on the same level as the cafeteria. We will have, starting in full session tomorrow, programs for the children, age groups from about 4 through teenagers. And we'll pretty much keep them entertained and in good lessons from the beginning of the services tomorrow through supper time. There will be programs upstairs, and we'd like to thank the leaders who are helping us with those classes. We'd appreciate it if you wear name tags. It helps those of us who have such good forgetters to remember your names. There will be tapes of the convention. We will have an order form at the book table starting tomorrow. The convention is being videoed, and we expect to have that distributed via Brother Brown and the video service in Los Angeles. We have a book table upstairs. If you need help with transportation, see Brother Bill Bruman. Brother Bruman, stand up for just a second so they know who the... He's our answer to Greyhound. If you have any special food needs, please let us know. And the group here is very cooperative in trying to help us with special diets. Are there any other announcements that we should make at this time? After this, we're going to have snacks upstairs in the cafeteria. Yes, Brother Bill?
Be sure and ask your brother, going back to the center, not to go back empty with their car. Make sure everybody here needs a ride next time.
Okay, so those staying at the retirement center, don't go back with a half-full car. Make sure we fill it up, and let's make sure no one's left here. Also, we have some aids. If you find it difficult to come downstairs via the video, the sessions are being broadcast on the TV in the lobby upstairs. And also then on the second floor, we have a resting room where there are cots that you can go lie down during the session. And we have earphones up there that you can hear what's going on as it's going on down here. It's being broadcast up to the resting room. So there's no need to sleep in this room. If you want to go upstairs, you might as well be comfortable, which then brings us around again that if you want to order tapes for the convention and hear the talk again, we're going to be happy to provide that. Anything else we want to announce at this time? Okay, breakfast tomorrow is as printed on the program. We're expecting you for breakfast sometime between 8 o'clock and 8:45, and then our services will commence in the morning at 9:30. So, remember why we had this session, please. We want you to be a little bold in your fellowship. Go up to someone that maybe you wouldn't normally do that. Make sure you talk to the brethren from Europe. Talk to someone who's here for the first time, and talk to those people that come here all the time, and enjoy yourself. If there's anything we can do for you, please let us know. Contact one of the elders, one of the deacons, anyone from Portland, and we will try to make you comfortable so that you find this to be a spiritual, properly weekend. So let's close with our theme song. We'll sing the first verse and the last verse. And we'll ask Brother David Bruce to come up and close with prayer.